Hi, I'm Nigel Watling and I'm here to talk to you about .NET Services. .NET Services is a set of services running in the cloud that provides developers with commonly needed functionality, both for on-premises and cloud-based applications. Today, there are two services, the Service Bus, which enables application connectivity, and Access Control, which enables federated application authorization. The Service Bus allows you to do something that, at first sight at least, seems straightforward, but proves to be a complex minefield. In short, the Service Bus enables you to discover application services and to connect to them, regardless of where they are located. When a service registers on the bus, messages are able to pass freely to and from the service via a cloud-based internet-scale relay, crossing network, security, and organizational boundaries. But why should this be complex? Surely we just run the service on a machine of our choosing and our clients connect to it. Well, many machines sit behind firewalls, and while these machines normally allow simple browser traffic to pass through, anything more involved, such as allowing an incoming connection to a service, requires either the user or a system administrator to open up ports in the firewall. And that could mean the death of your application right there. Secondly, the explosive growth of the internet has led to a shortage of IP addresses, at least with IPv4. Consequently, few people have the luxury of a dedicated IP address for their machine. Most of us are on networks that use Dynamic IP and Network Address Translators, or NATs. Furthermore, many of us have portable devices that we use at work, at home, and at the coffee shop. Where the machine's IP address keeps changing and firewalls block messages, connecting to an application on that machine becomes very difficult indeed. One example of an application that manages to overcome such difficulties is Instant Messenger. And indeed, a simple way to think about the Service Bus is that it provides an easy, rich-featured, general-purpose way for developers to build such seamless connectivity into their applications. With the .NET Service Bus, you can very easily build hybrid or composite applications combining web apps, rich clients, mobile apps, on-premises apps, applications in the cloud, applications in a partner's data center, and any combination thereof. The second part of .NET Services is the Access Control service. When we build an application, especially when it's a service, we typically need to include authorization logic that controls how users access functionality. For example, with a product ordering application, only a few people maybe have the ability to place purchase orders for expensive products. Within one enterprise, we can use role-based access control and groups to manage this. However, this approach rapidly becomes unmanageable when there are users from outside the enterprise, such as with business partners or consumers. It doesn't matter how good your system administrators are, they cannot manage everyone on a case-by-case basis. Furthermore, even if the scope of your application is just within one enterprise, and that of course can change, you can still end up with difficult to maintain custom code embedded in your application. A more flexible and scalable approach is to use claims-based access control, where authorization decisions are based on claims issued by a standards-based identity provider. Identity providers can be a variety of enterprise directories, but also web identity systems such as Windows Live ID. A claim is a piece of identity information. For example, to place a purchase order, the user might need a purchase order limit claim or a gold member claim. This approach provides some profound benefits. The developer doesn't worry about how the user got the claims, only that they have the right ones for the application. As a consequence, authorization code is clear, robust, and future-proofed. System administrators, on the other hand, decide which users get the right claims for the app. Rather than create and maintain an account for each and every user, administrators can define simple rules based upon claims and identity providers. For example, if a business partner X has 10,000 employees, I do not create 10,000 accounts in my directory. Rather, I create a single rule, which is when a user presents a claim issued by X that says they're an employee, then give them the gold member claim required by the application. The Access Control Service provides an easy internet-scale way to do claims-based access control. The developer decides on a set of claims for her application and her work is done. The administrator uses ACS to create a set of declarative rules to map incoming claims from different identity providers to claims issued by ACS that an application or service can consume. And the most obvious example of a service that uses access control is the service bus. Send, listen, and manage claims issued by ACS determine exactly who can do what with the service bus. And that's the service bus and access control, the cornerstones of .NET services. While other services will be added in the future, today you and your business partners have the means to bridge assets across cloud, on-premises, or hosted deployment locations, and to interoperate across languages, platforms, and standards. For more information on the whole Windows Azure platform, please visit channel9.msdn.com/Azure. You'll find links to SDKs, tools, training, videos, and more. Thank you.